morning, 6:38, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Escambia County Commissioner Robert Bender, District 4. That's the eastern half of the city of Pensacola, plus the island. Robert, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Morning, Andrew. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. A lot of interesting stuff yesterday. You had a Florida-Alabama TPO meeting, the Transportation Planning Organization. If people don't know, that's the roads and bridges people that get together from, you know, the eastern half of Alabama, Baldwin County, Santa Rosa, Escambia, the Gulf Breeze. There's all kinds of people in this meeting. And you're not normally the chair, but I guess Dave Peach wasn't there, so you were kind of filling in as the vice chair. Is that right?
I did. I look at it as it's the projects that we work on now that we'll never see in our tenure, that we hope to see before we die, and but it is our planning organization and how we can improve roadways. You know, we just move priorities to state and try to get their funding. So
okay,
yeah, that's,
yeah, that makes sense.
Moving,
as you say, not necessarily stuff that you guys are going to get right now or ever, but eventually maybe. So one thing that had come up in this meeting, and this was one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on, is I have been yelling for years about this possible tolling of the new Bayway Bridge and the Bayway and also the bridge over the Mobile River. And, you know, it's kind of – it eventually got defeated a couple years ago, but it has come back in a whole new incarnation. And it's my understanding this came up yesterday, and there's kind of a divide between the Florida and the Alabama people. Is that right?
A little bit. I'd say the Mobile, the Baldwin County and Orange Beach representatives have said that they've supported it, and they need to move forward. Most of the people on the Florida side said, we support it, but we don't want it to be told. Now, the request was just to send a letter of support to the ADOT that we supported going after grants. You know, this is it's going to be a new six-lane bridge over Mobile River. The Wallace Tunnel remain in operation, and it's replacing of the existing Bayway, new Bayway with eight lanes of travel. And a little bit higher.
Eight? It's going to be four? It's going to be four each direction? I thought it was going to be three each direction. You're saying it's going to be four each?
Yep.
Wow.
The new Bayway.
Okay.
But the bridge over Mobile River would be six.
Got it.
And then, but right now it's estimated at $2 billion. And so I believe that's last time I heard, I think we were saying that's like almost ALDOT's entire budget for a year.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get some federal funds down here. And so I suggested that we have our representatives from Florida and even Mississippi support trying to bring some of that federal dollars down, I think, because the toll they're talking about is somewhere between $5 and $10.
Each way.
I think that would each way. And that would be a lot for our constituents. We're worried about what it would do for commerce. And in fact, it's an interstate highway system. We feel that it should remain toll-free. So we do support sending the letter of support for going after grants and trying to get additional funding, but we definitely said we'd need a bigger discussion if it moved forward and wanted a toll, because it was something that overwhelmingly didn't seem to get support from the board.
Well, I am very encouraged to hear that at least finally the Florida side is opposed to this, because for the longest time it seemed like this was going through and the Florida folks didn't oppose it. So I'm glad that the Florida folks are opposing it now. Now, if we can only get the Alabama people to understand that this is a terrible idea, both for Mobile and for Pensacola and everybody in between. So fingers crossed. But yeah, I totally agree with you. If we can draw down some of that federal money, especially with all the money being thrown around on infrastructure, let's see. The other thing that came up yesterday, and this is kind of an unusual one, the scenic highway trail that's going to allow access by foot all the way from basically like the 17th Avenue Graffiti Bridge area all the way up to I-10. I had always envisioned this in talking with Mayor Robinson, it's a passion of his, that it would just go along Scenic Highway because it's actually called the Scenic Highway Trail. But now there's an alternate plan that goes more in the interior and follows some of the interior roads up. And this is a big cost savings if we do it that way, right?
It is. I would say just like with road projects, you look at your alternatives. And this would actually go all the way up to Highway 90. And there's some...
Oh, farther than I-10. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It goes all the way up to Scenic Highway. And so you have some existing greenway trails and systems. And then what it would actually tie into are some priority trails that we have listed that we're ready for some funding for. At the time, on Tuesday, the Scenic Highway one was only listed as opportunity. So I appreciate the board bumping that up to a priority. We also made a small change over on Gulf Beach Highway and Blue Angel from is going to be our preferred route instead of Sorrento to Blue Angel. But yeah, so they came up with alternatives and they want us to get together, get some community input to look at what route we want. Of course, going interior using existing sidewalks and right-of-ways is a lot cheaper than trying to acquire all of that and build everything out along the bluff. But I think we need to look at what's the best thing. I know I did briefly speak to Mayor Robinson earlier this week, and you know he's very excited about going along the bluffs.
I mean that's kind of been the selling point.
It'll be an amazing trail.
But then you've got to build like 50 foot. You got to build like 50 foot high boardwalks in some places in order to get them up to the actual grade, especially north of Creighton. Which, by the way, this route, as I'm looking at it, it kind of goes along the bluffs, maybe at least up until Summit. But then one route is a little interior, one route's not. But then you're going like Creighton to 9th to, you know, what is this, Olive, and then up Davis. I mean, it's a completely different idea for this route, right?
It is, and I know that we definitely have some concerns as they list out the different corridors. They talk about the concerns, what we have in place. Of course, right of way and just actual space.
Yeah.
Next to the roadway, and of course we don't want to be right next to the roadway. We want it to be safe for everybody, but space does become an issue as we get further to the north. But just looking at some of the cost differences. I mean, from Summit Boulevard to Creighton Road, going interior versus along the bluffs is a $6.2 million difference.
Wow.
And, yeah. But on the other hand, you know, that's why I said I'm excited to try to move this forward because, I mean, you look at places like Atlanta, Dallas, even South Florida, they're doing a coast-to-coast trail that it would be great to have this, and especially the scenic views and everything that we could have along there. So I think that's why we want to try to do it along the bluffs.
I have three words for you that I know will never come to pass, but I'm just going to leave it here before we take a real quick traffic break. Rails to trails. if we can turn the entire railway into a walking, biking path like they've done in Milton or elsewhere, I mean, that would be gorgeous. I know it's not going to happen, but it's a dream. We're talking to Robert Bender, Commissioner.
Yeah, they
what's that?
Knock it down.
Yeah.
I mean, someone said it wouldn't be possible.
I know. But still, a boy can dream. In the county commission meeting yesterday, you got a briefing about the prospect of the America's Cup team, American Magic, which, you know, we're hoping they're going to train here again, always hoping that they train here. But we've been talking with Wes Moreno, and you guys talked about this yesterday, that if we win the America's Cup, we would then have the possibility of bringing the competition to Pensacola Bay next year, but there are some concerns or some kind of let's be realistic about this elements, right?
Right. So the request is the team is looking for $10 million over 3 years to make this their training headquarters. I think Pensacola supported American Magic wonderfully. It sent them off. We all followed how they did. Over in New Zealand. So the next one next year in August, I think it said August 2023, is in Barcelona. And so I think this opportunity for us to be their training area, what it can bring to the area, we've already seen they've been some studies. Dr. Harper's has been involved, that it would have a huge economic impact. You know, we hear from Civicon about be known for something.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if we could be known for the sailing training capital of the United States. What type of impact that could have on tourism, the type of tourism. I think that would be great. Of course, supporting a team, it does have that possibility if they win to hold the cup here. I think that's a huge carrot. I think we need to focus on the immediate thing because I think that'd be a huge lift. You know, of course, they're asking for $10 million now. What would that request be to host the cup? But they're also looking at expanding their operations here. You know, can we bring in regattas? Can we bring in other races? So I know we're looking at giving money to this team, but it could have a much bigger impact on what it does for our tourism and just getting Pensacola on the map. Because as they said, I mean, this is probably one of the best bays in the United States to practice sailing. It's the length and the width, unobstructed, you know, no reefs,
right?
Things like that. And so, and we get wind.
We do get wind, that's true. But yeah, I guess I hadn't really been thinking about the big investment, you know, like almost bringing Olympics in is, you know, we got to create the venue and all the related things that are necessary to host an event like that. And, you know, is that a one-time event and then you're dealing with it for a long time? Those are good questions. I'm glad
right.
we're having the conversation. Robert Bender, he is the commissioner for District
right.
4 in Escambia County. As always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for the service, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Perfect, Andrew. Thanks so much.